Hello everybody, welcome back to Sith in Bricks. Today we're building set number 75267, the Mandalorian Battle Pack. I'm gonna open this.
Yeah, while you're doing that, I'll go ahead and switch over here. And the Mandalorian Battle Pack. This is, let's pull this up.
Oops.
6 plus set, 102 pieces, set number 75267. This is a... There we go. Comes with four. How do you want to identify these guys? Random Mandalorians? Does that sound about right?
Yeah, four random Mandalorian warriors. Just
yeah, it's the description on the, I almost said YouTube, on the Lego site actually says four Star Wars Mandalorian warrior minifigures.
Yeah, they're not named really.
Yeah, so they are nameless. They comes with, what are they calling that thing? The fort?
Yeah.
That is a fort, right?
I don't know. I thought it was just a pile of rocks that they hide behind.
I think they actually call it a fort. Okay, here we go. Lego, okay, so it comes with the Mandalorian speeder. And it comes with... I will find this.
Okay. Should we switch to the other camera? So
yeah, we can switch over while we're doing this. There you go. Oh.
Oh, it's off.
That kind of helps if the camera's on.
Yeah, okay.
And 3, 2, 1. There we go. So yeah, it comes with the speeder, and I could have swore this thing said it was a fort. But now, of course, that I'm looking for it, I can't find it.
Yeah. It's like when you go to ask a question and right as you ask, you forget.
Yeah, I was looking this up actually before we started. And how did I say da-da-da-da-da-da? Yep. Okay, maybe I'm losing my mind. I could have swore this thing said it had that the other piece that was in there was a fort.
Are you sure that isn't another set description?
Let me double check. Nope, this is it. I'm looking at the right one.
Okay.
This compact construction playset includes four Lego Star Wars Mandalorian Warrior minifigures. Say that five times fast. With stud shooting blasters. Oh, here it is. A buildable defense fort and a Mandalorian speeder bike with two stud shooters to spark children's imaginations. So, yes, it is a fort. There. I'm glad I found that because that was going to make me think I was going crazy there for a minute. So there's a nice picture of the four different Mandos that come with this set. Orange, green, blue, and silver? Gray?
It's an
orange face mask.
Yeah, it's a gray. It's like a gray with orange accents.
Yeah, the blue one with the whatever that is on the helmet almost looks like it was like a Sabine inspired Mandalorian.
I like the blue one. It has like the Boba Fett dent in the helmet.
Now, do we know if this is inspired? I think this is inspired by the actual show.
Yeah,
it is. Okay. Yeah, so I was wondering if this was Clone Wars or Rebels or if this was actually Mandalorian. It is Mandalorian. Yeah,
I feel like that they got a lot of inspiration from the background characters because I was actually looking back in the show and a lot of the characters are very familiar to the ones that are similar to the ones that you see in the show. So, they don't say it, but I do wonder if they got inspiration from that specific scene.
It's possible. I scrubbed through every possible scene I could find that had Mandalorians when we were doing the research on the intro. And I could not find any that were multicolored like this that stood out enough to make sense to add to that intro. So,
yeah, because the ones that were colored were in like the dark... In episode 2 of the band.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Background characters.
So, this set, this is a 2020 set, by the way. And it is retail priced at $14.99, which it still is. And it is still currently available on Lego.com.
Although it is said that this set should be retiring this year. At the end of this year. And I just dropped not a piece, but in the entire build. So.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to get that drop count put up on the screen one of these days.
Got it. How do I draw the entire
I don't
cube?
see. Yeah, so I'm on Brick Economy. I was trying to see if it would mention when it was going to retire, but it doesn't. It just has release date availability. It is still available, so yeah, I guess that remains to be seen. The dimensions. So the fort, which is to the far right here, if you guys can see that, the little square in the square to the right is 2 inches, 2 by 2 by 2 actually. And then the speeder is 2 inches wide, 4 inches long, and 2 inches high. Ah, okay. So the next thing we've got up here. So during our last podcast stream, there were some questions I had around the launches of Lego and some things that were a little confusing to me. One being the benefits to being a VIP member and the pre-order stuff. So I actually emailed Lego, and this is the response I got back. And I'm not sure how well this will show up on the screen, especially if you're on a phone. So let me run through this. I'll go through just the first part real quick. Sorry about the confusion regarding Lego product launches, but I'm happy to help clarify. So in first sentence, the first thing they identify, which I did not originally think through, was product launches. So this is about different product launches. They're not handling everything the same. So depending on what they're releasing, they have different avenues that they go down for how things are released. So it says release dozens of exciting new sets each year. Some sets have a single launch date for everyone. For some sets, we offer fans the ability to pre-order in advance of the official launch so that they can reserve their copy early. And in some cases, we're able to offer VIP membership early access to purchase a set and get their hands on a set before the general public. So then they go into my other confusion point, which is on the Lego.com website. I found something in their frequently asked questions that said that if it said coming soon and you're a VIP member, you should be able to order that. But there was some clarity around that as well. It says the sets that are listed on our site as coming soon typically indicate that there is a general launch date for that set. Some sets become really popular and go temporarily out of stock while we produce more. So when pre-orders are offered, we allow all fans to reserve theirs in advance to guarantee that they'll get it. So basically what Lego is saying is there's the way I'm reading this is there's three different, and at the bottom it goes into the VIP members can get early access to some exciting new sets before they go on sale to the public. That's when they offer it. And it also goes into kind of pumping up the VIP and talking about the points and things like that. So another important point here, early access sets ship shortly after the order is placed. So my other confusion with pre-order was it didn't appear that I was getting it until 2 weeks after it was released to the general public, even though I pre-ordered it. And it would seem that one of the benefits that at least I expected was if I pre-order it and I'm a VIP member, it would get shipped to me so that it would get to me by the time it was released to the general public. That's not the case. So what we're talking about here is three different launch types, and this is really, some of you may not care about this, it's a little bit geeky, but I'm glad that I asked these questions because it really breaks it down into three different categories, which is pre-order, when available. The benefit is you get one. That is the benefit. So if you pre-order a set, you are guaranteed to get that set. You are not guaranteed to get it at a specific time, and you do not get it early. In addition to this, what I have here with pre-orders, I was also told by someone in the store that if you call the store, there are actually certain sets that you can pre-order in the store, and that hopefully coming soon, there'll be more of that.
Yeah, and you can go into the store and get it the day it's released too.
Right, yeah, obviously. So VIP early access, the benefit is you get one early. So if there's VIP early access, then when you actually order it, you would get it before the general public if you're a VIP member. Then coming soon, or basically standard release, there is no benefit. You're in the same boat as everybody else. You can order it when it's available, you get it when you get it, or you go to the store on the day that it's released. So that was some clarity on the questions that I asked in the last podcast or stream, because it was confusing me. I guess I had different expectations with the VIP program or VIP access, because it seemed like if they're gonna give you a pre-order option, that the pre-order would be shipped so that it would get here the same date that it would go to the general public. Otherwise, what was the point of the pre-order? They're basically saying that the point of the pre-order is because they expect it to be popular and it guarantees that you get one. I'm happy about the clarity. I think, I don't know how they would work this out, but for me, to make the VIP membership more valuable when they do a pre-order, I think that it would be nice if it actually arrived at the same time everybody else was able to go to the store and get it. That's just my 2 cents worth. The VIP early access is cool, but I haven't seen VIP access on Star Wars. Have you?
VIP access on Star Wars.
I don't think in the last, at least in the last 12 months, I have not seen it. And I'm not saying that there hasn't been. Maybe we missed it.
We did the VIP for the Imperial Shuttle.
That wasn't VIP early access. That was a pre-order.
Oh, okay. Then in that case, yeah, I don't think there has been.
Yeah, so that one I have not seen, at least in the last 12 months. And if I missed it, somebody let me know down in the comments. The coming soon or the standard launch, I've seen that all the time as well. So I guess the key to understanding where things fall and what you can get and when you can get it is understanding the different launch types. And I will put that to rest. Thank you, Lego, for responding. I really appreciate it. And hopefully we cleared this up for some other people as well. All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to switch back over to the main view here.
I am building the minifigures now, and then I will be done.
Oh, wow, is that quick?
Yeah, I was kind of going slow early at the beginning, but the information was going quicker than expected. Let's just say that. So,
No, it's okay. Take your time.
yes, yeah,
We're not in a
yeah.
rush. I'm going to put your little dudes so they're actually. So I'm going to put your little dudes out here so they're facing the camera. I'm going to try. They always fall for me.
I'll put him back up.
There we go. I got it. Cool deal. So we were talking about, before we started the stream, we were talking about this set versus, what was the other set?
The Sith Trooper Battle
The
Pack.
Sith Trooper Battle Pack. For me, as someone, so there's a difference between, so you collect, you play, and you display. I'm beyond the play factor, so I would not be playing with these things. I would be doing it primarily to either display or collect. So, between this one and the Sith Trooper Battle Pack, we got some weirdness going on with the camera. Oh, there we go.
Is it not focused?
Yeah, it's going in and out. I'm gonna move it back a little bit. There we go. There.
Okay, my
So,
OCD.
yeah, so
I don't know why they always fall over for you. I never have a problem with them.
yeah, I'm horrible with minifigures. I drop them all the time.
And Lego sets.
Yeah, and Lego sets in general. So one of the things is the camera's trying to focus on these two things. That's why we gotta pull them in closer. So for me with this set, I like this set. I think it's cool. I like that there's the different Mandos in here. But for me, as someone that's not gonna play with it and not necessarily build an army, and I know that this is not intended for me, but I would prefer to have named characters. So I would prefer to have Bo-Katan and the different ones that are named in the show as opposed to just randos, because it seems like a box of randos doesn't mean that, as someone that's just either going to display it or collect it, doesn't mean as much to me. You, on the other hand, said that you have a different opinion on that.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess that that pun wasn't intended since you didn't say anything. Randos, Mandos. Okay. So I also absolutely love this set. I think that Lego did a really good job when it comes to the actual build itself. The speeder that came in the set's very similar to the 2011 Mandalorian Battle Pack, and that's where I'm gonna go, because it's real. All these Mandalorians are really cool, but like my dad said, I like to build armies, and Mandalorians, they either have one color or they're all different. They don't really have like four separate colors that every single one uses. So I would rather have had them use like the Mandalorian loyalists for this set, so then you could have one color. Although, if you're not going to build an army, and you're just getting one of these, this is good. And...
Now, what do you like about this one versus the other battle pack, or do you prefer the other battle pack?
Okay, should I go get the other battle pack for like a...
Yeah, you can. Okay. That's fine. Yeah.
You could talk about what you think about it for now as I go get the other battle pack.
So for me... When we first started the channel, that was one of the first battle packs that we did. And that was one of the first intros we did was with that battle pack. And we had some fun with that one. So that one for me was really cool. But I like the... I'm torn because the minifigures in that one were cool as well. So I don't know that I prefer one over the other. Mandos are newer. At least from the sense of the show, I guess you would say they're newer. But yeah, the minifigures in this one with the... how many of them were in there?
So, in this one or the other one?
In this one.
There was actually an extra figure in here. So, this guy is actually from an advent calendar. But it came with... You know what? Just for some... simplicity, I'm just gonna add this one in because I don't remember which one's the copycat. So all I know is that it came with three Sith troopers and an officer. Let's see if I could move these guys over a little bit so then you could see this one. I'm wanting to say it was like this, but
yeah.
Please correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, so I really like the build of this one. I feel like the build for the Sith Trooper Battle Pack, I think that it's definitely a better build because I like it when it's just one build because you could put all your figures on the one build and it's not taking up as much space. But I do like the inclusion of the rock, so it's like a little sniping area on this one.
Yeah, according to Brick Economy, it did come with three.
Okay.
So it's interesting though, it says it's still available. It released in 2020, and according to this, it's supposed to retire mid 2022. I guess that's an approximation.
So, since I don't know the... Okay, so was it two Jet Troopers and a Sith Trooper? Or was it...
What, for...
For the Sith Trooper Battle Pack? Okay, so... I was right. So, this one actually came in the 2020 Advent Calendar. I have no idea how this guy even got in the Battle Pack area. But he's gonna go over there. The figures for this set, I feel... For army building, I like this way more. I think that this is good for army building. I think that it's good for overall play. I don't play with them too much, but I do like to make like little armies and stuff. And I just think that this is more accurate to what you see on the TV shows and the movies than the Mandalorian set. But they're both really good, and if I had to pick one, it would be the Sith Trooper Battle Pack. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm torn between the two of them because I really like the Sith Troopers. I just like the look of the Sith Troopers. But I also, while I would prefer that they were not rando Mandos, I actually, I do like them. I mean, they are interesting looking. Like I said, the blue one really reminds me of something like Sabine would have created. And as I blow it up and look at it closer, I mean, it looks like somebody self-painted it. So that's kind of what that reminds me of. I know that's supposed to be battle damage, but it kind of looks painted. Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
It has like a Boba Fett type feel too, with the. Sorry if I'm too close to the mic, but it's like the dent in the helmet is very Boba Fett like.
Yeah.
And the only other character that has anything like that is the green Mando. All the other ones have. Okay, sorry, but this one has it on the other side, but from here I can see it. But they all have cool battle damage on the actual bodies and torsos, and this one is much cleaner than all the other ones. I'm trying to have it focused the best it can if I
Yeah,
move
that
back
looks good.
here. Yeah.
I don't think you actually have to put your hand up with this camera.
I don't.
No, I think you can just, let's see. Yeah, there you
Oh, okay.
go.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. That was one of the reasons why we got this one. So, and of course I dropped the minifigures. So yeah, so I don't know. I'm torn between the two of them. I think if I had to pick, if this was a would you rather situation, I would probably go with the Mandalorian battle pack.
I see we have different opinions here.
Yes, we do. So great. Did you show the speeder already?
Yep. Although I could show it again. Very unique
I'm
color.
talking about the one from the Mandalorian, the one we just
Oh,
built.
the
Yeah.
new.
That and the quote unquote fort.
I still don't think they called it a flood,
It's
though.
a, yeah, okay. Let me read it to you one more time. I'm gonna read it to you one more time. Because
I knocked him in the head. A her in the head.
it says Mandalorian warrior minifigures with stud shooting blasters and a buildable defense fort.
Okay.
So that chunk of blocks over there, bricks over there, is a buildable fort.
Thought it was like a little sniping spot in the
I don't
rocks.
know. Their definition of fort's a little different than mine, I think.
So here is the speeder. It has very interesting colors, and it's very similar to the 2011 Mandalorian battle pack. But this one has more color. It looks more used. They tried to do this. They tried to make it look used by adding different colors of the light gray in the mix of the main color. It has two stud shooters here on the front.
Okay. No, never mind. Go ahead.
You're just
Sorry.
talking to yourself.
No,
Okay.
I just realized this light didn't come on.
Oh.
I was like, why is it so dark tonight? But yeah, that's what it is. That light never came on.
Thrust is the thrust here on the back and a little ventilation area on the sides. And overall, it's a really good build for its size. I like how Lego trying to make it look a little more damaged than instead of clean, because I'm pretty sure that based off of these Mando figures here, it doesn't look like they've been in the cleanest situations. Here is the quote unquote fort where the pile of rocks. The rocks here, I really like how they use the little cheese slopes on the top to get that look of the rigid rocks, and how they use the dark brown to make it look a little bit more like dirt.
Yeah, like add the contrast. Yeah.
And if you are to take one of the Mandalorian stud shooters, you can put it here on this jumper plate, and you could snipe, like, I guess other Mandalorians and try to get them.
Don't know if I want to shoot my own people. That doesn't sound very
I
productive.
don't know. It's
So.
just said that it's the only figures in the set, so I
Yeah.
guess they're against each other or something.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's switch back over. Get my face out of my face. So, yeah. And so, for those of you that are joining for the first time, or watching for the first time, or listening for the first time, we are still running our Lego giveaway. We give away a microfighter, a Star Wars microfighter every 50, is it, yeah, every 50 subscribers. So all you have to do is subscribe here on YouTube and then go to sithandbricks.com/contest and register. If you don't register, the only reason we do the registration part is because we can't always see who has subscribed. So we get a list of subscribers, but if you have your profile set to private, which some of the miners may do that, and that's understandable, we won't see you. So to try to make sure that we can include as many people as possible and across platforms, if you're listening to this from a podcast, if you're watching this on Rumble, or you know if you've linked to this from Facebook, by all means, you can go to sithandbricks.com/contest and register. You also can, if you... You know, if you can, jump over to YouTube and subscribe. We'd really appreciate it. Every 50 subscribers, we're giving away a Star Wars Battle Pack. And then when we've hit 500, we're giving away a Lego minifigure, a Star Wars Battle Pack, and the Mandalorian AT-ST Raider. Did I get that all right?
Yep. Sounds okay. All right to me.
All right. Awesome. So yeah, if you're out there in podcast land, please 5 stars, like, subscribe. Same thing for YouTube and Rumble. We really appreciate it. It helps us out a lot. And was there anything else you had to go before we close?
I don't think so. I mean,
do we have any other announcements?
I'm not sure. I mean,
I don't think we do.
If YouTube doesn't turn off our comments, I'm curious if anybody wants the...
Yeah, so guys... I was actually on with support today about the comments. We still don't understand why they keep turning them off. So right now it's turned on. Chat is turned on. When we're done and it finishes processing, however, chat gets turned off and it's grayed out. I can't turn it back on. And comments are turned off. And I contacted YouTube support. They said the chat should not be getting turned off. It should be left on. They don't know why that's happening. And the comments... kind of got the same answer. So if it happens again, I'm supposed to contact them and let them know. I'm also noticing some strange things with likes and stuff. There's just some weird stuff going on with YouTube right now. So we are working through it and trying to talk to YouTube about some of this stuff and get it worked out. But if for some reason you can't comment, you know, we apologize. We are trying to get it fixed. So that's all I had for today. We will next week. What are we doing next week? We have Jedi Interceptor.
I thought next week we have the Microfighter, right?
Is it the Jedi Interceptor or is it the... Which one is it?
I think it's the Microfighter, but we can do the Jedi Interceptor.
Okay, so it's either going to be the Jedi Interceptor or...
The Naboo in one Starfighter.
Yeah, the Naboo Starfighter. Yeah, so it's going to be one of those two. We will figure that out here shortly. But thank you for watching. Hope everyone had a great 4th of July weekend.
And I'd like to thank you all so much for watching. Good night.